just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and we are going to be talking about testosterone boosting today for men. This is a men's show, and today we have with us David Reed. He's the director of training for Nature's Plus. How are you doing today, David?
Doing great. Look forward to the show.
Yes, you've got a wonderful product line. And just to go over it very quickly so everyone knows what we're talking about, we're going to be talking about a T-Male, and that kind of stands for testosterone. A T-Male product. It comes as a pill and a liquid. There's a bilayer ultra one. There's also this GH male and GHT male and an ultra GHT male, which I think stands for growth hormone, but you can explain that in more detail. And then we have an EFEM, just like there's a T-Male, and E, I'm assuming, is for estrogen. Is that correct?
Certainly is. Yep.
All right.
Balance
too. Yes. And there's an EFEM and an ultra EFEM. So if we get a chance, we'll talk about that also, because I think they're kind of similar in their scope and their methodology as far as helping the women with the energy and all the other things. Now, let's start with this T-Male. There's a really interesting story I heard from, I think, that your company's owner, Jerry, what was his name?
Kessler.
Jerry Kessler. And he was getting older and, you know, maybe his energy levels weren't quite where they needed to be. And as men get older, their testosterone does diminish. And that kind of can make you tired, give you a little brain fog, absolutely mess with your libido. Again, if you have severe libido problems or ED, that could be a circulatory issue. You definitely want to consult a qualified healthcare practitioner, make sure there's nothing major going on with you. Usually around 50 is when this happens, guys. So, you know, you really want to see what you can do about it. Now, there's been a lot of things in the media, the news about the testosterone shots. I know that once you start taking them, and you and I have talked off air about this, you know, once you start taking them, sometimes it kind of shuts the whole mechanism down. And I know that I don't think it has actually been proven, but there is some questions about maybe increasing the incidence of certain types of cancer. I think that's a gray area. I haven't seen anything definitive, because I hear one study, oh, it's going to increase prostate, and another study will say, well, no, it doesn't. What do you know about that, David?
Well, the real key there is to really understand what occurs as we're aging anyway. So what causes the testosterone to drop? And that's what you really have to understand.
Yes.
To really look at the whole problem. And the key there is something called the peroxyl nitrate cycle.
Okay.
So as we age, what occurs is there's a free radical. And this free radical sort of breaks down the testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So as the testosterone decreases, this free radical can get a little larger. But let me tell you what happens. If I was to increase your testosterone without going after the free radical, I could actually increase the chances of DHT, dihydroxytestosterone, which eventually can occur, cause other problems like prostate problems, eventually
yes,
leading to prostate cancer.
Right.
So there's where that cancer thing comes into effect.
Very good. I'm glad to know that. I knew that there was a mechanism there, but I didn't know the details. I'm glad you elucidated on that. What's the story about Jerry Kessler? I know he went to his doctor, and I know he was in the nutraceutical, pharmaceutical industry, and the doctor's like, well, you have a big company, make your own stuff, or what happened there?
Yeah, actually, he did. He wanted to look in to see what he could do to really correct the problem. So when he looked at the standard products out there from the pharmaceutical industry, they would actually increase your testosterone, but they didn't correct the problem. So what he wanted to do was develop a product line that went after the free radical, and basically not just a sexual product line, but a product line that took care of, you know, energy, muscle tone.
Yes.
And again, sexual stuff does come into effect.
And sleep.
All that has to be corrected.
Right, right. And sleep, too. I know that with women, as they go through menopause, you get the brain fog. Men can also get the irritability and not being able to sleep and their overall health, sometimes even your immune system and your energy, obviously, and then the libido, of course. Okay, so he went into the doctor, and I guess the story that I heard is the doctor's like, well, you own this big, huge company, make your own stuff, and figure it out. And that's where he, I guess, went back to the nutraceutical scientists and all the knowledge that he had and, you know, your sources. And I think this is where I'm going to segue a little bit. You know, there's a lot of products on TV, And your company has been around for a long time. Your prices are very reasonable. You know, it's a direct to the consumer. You're not going through a multi-level marketing or anything like that. And of course, if you come out to Merry Man, we do sales and discounts. We really work with our customers and we have coupons. Your company is very good about supporting us and getting a good price. But the quality, I always worry about companies that I don't know about. And I don't really like to buy what I would call a hyped product. You know, why do they have to hype it so much? You know, why are they pushing this so hard? So not to name any brands or anything, but I would say that, you know, if I've sold this product for a few years now, and I've seen a lot of customers get good results. Again, it doesn't affect you immediately overnight, although the liquid is a little faster acting. I've even had some customers use the liquid like before they work out or something like that for a little boost in energy. But overall, it's a longer term product. But I'm always afraid about the sourcing. I mean, you know, where are these other companies getting their products? And we know you're like GMO, you test everything. We've talked about that before on the show. So I'm assured that my customers aren't going to be getting something bizarre or something adulterated or something of low quality. The worst thing you want to do is to be, you know, putting sugar in your gas tank or putting water in your gas tank, you know, and not getting a good quality product. So I think we can rest assured that this product is going to be very viable. It's going to help most people. It's going to be super high quality and no harm is going to be done. And it's something that would be worth a try rather than jumping into the big guns and the testosterone shots and maybe all of the problems. Does that kind of make sense?
It certainly does. The real key there is how we put it together and why we put it together.
Okay.
And like I said before, to focus in on the real problem, but actually we are the only company that actually focuses in on the free radicals. So we actually have a group of ingredients in there that really focus in on that problem.
Okay, well,
that's really going after the free radical.
Yes.
And that actually is something called Vinatrox.
Vinatrox. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Okay. And it's from grapes and apples, right?
Right.
So safe.
That's grape and apple polyphenols, which actually go after and break down the cycle itself, the peroxynitrate cycle.
Smart.
Which is real key, right? So without that, you really, and that's the danger of a lot of this other stuff out there on the mass market.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that they are going to help you with erections and stuff like that, but the problem is you can't take those products if you've got high blood pressure or other things going on in the body where this will not raise your blood pressure, which is
Oh, that is so awesome. And I have taken it. I kind of take it from time to time when I need more energy, more. I would say maybe I actually get samples and stuff sometimes, but I've got the liquid T-Mel in my office and probably I would say 3 to 4 times a week, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday for sure, maybe on a Saturday, I will take a little bit of that T-Mel liquid. And I think it gives me, particularly when I'm feeling tired, if I'm in the morning and I'm just not, I don't have my super high energy. Everybody's like, Mike, where do you get your energy from? I'm like, well, I really try to take care of myself and I use adaptogenic tonic and, you know, I take vitamins and nutrients and I feed my body. I try to stay away from sugar and junk food and all of that. I mean, and I exercise. So that's where I get my energy. But the thing is, you know, you want to be really careful about taking things that are going to diminish that or things that are going to interfere with your blood pressure. The last thing you want to do is like blow a vessel in your eye or something like that. And there are products out there. We get into the nitrous oxide pathway. Now, does any of this affect the nitrous oxide pathway? Do you have anything in there for that in this product or is it all adaptogenic and tonic?
Well, basically, it's all adaptogenic, and it allows the body to produce what it needs to as far as the testosterone and the other chemicals associated with that whole production. So it's like giving the body the right raw materials, giving the body the ability to block what's breaking it down, and allowing it to do it naturally, which is going to be so much safer than the stuff that's out there today.
Right. And the other thing that I see, too, is when you take some of this other stuff, it may shut down mechanisms because a lot of times I know even with, you know, the thyroid pharmaceuticals and so forth, it kind of shuts down that mechanism because your body's like, well, I don't need to do this anymore. And if you don't exercise something, it atrophies, it diminishes, you know, you get less work out of it. The mechanism starts slowing down and eventually it doesn't even work at all. And then you're addicted. You have to have this other product to feel right or survive. So Vinatrox is basically busting up this vicious cycle of the peroxynitrate radical that reduces your testosterone. So it's from grapes and apples. How safe can that's so safe? What could be safer? The other thing that I'm really interested in here is this fenugreek key. And I know fenugreek is really good for significantly promoting this testosterone production. And you've got a special, I think it's called Furanomax?
Right.
Oh, tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, that it's the way it's actually extracted from the fenugreek itself, which mm-hmm. is very critical. And that actually is a really unique raw material, so the body can naturally start producing its testosterone. And that's what makes it so unique. We looked at all different types of fenugreek, but from the studies and everything else that we found, this was the optimal way of doing it and doing it correctly.
Okay, so it helps to boost or feed that production of the testosterone? Is that, in layman's terms, is that what's going on here?
It certainly is. It's
okay.
Basically getting the body to do it on its own, which is really critical. And basically, it's bringing it up to the levels where it should be, not to the levels of your age, but bringing it back to where it should be when you're in the your late 20s in that area. So it really boosts it to a much higher level.
Okay, and this is something I always worried about, too. When you're taking testosterone shots, I know they try to test and not to exceed any levels, but I would think there would be a danger there of maybe getting too much or getting an overdose or maybe like overamping, and that would be hard on your body also. I think that could create a lot of issues also. I know they try to be very careful about that, but with this particular product, your body, again, being a nutraceutical, is your body's going to use what it needs and what it doesn't need. Obviously, it can get rid of it or just not use it, and it's the same thing with your B vitamins and all of that. We've got the Furanomax, which kind of feeds that whole mechanism, and then you have the Binitrox,
right,
which shuts the bad, that peroxynitrate-free radical, shuts that down or at least inhibits it massively. Then you've got some other things in here which I think are really interesting. You have this T-Mel proprietary nutrient blend, which has the turmeric, which I love that. I mean, you know, the turmeric is where we get all of the curcumin, the pain relief, the cleansing, all of that. The ginseng, garlic, and then you have some other things in here too, including rhodiola and L-histidine. Tell us a little bit about that area. What's going on with that?
Again, we're focusing in on some of the other free radicals that affect the negativity of your testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And again, giving some other things that are really going to help boost that energy cycle, but yet protect the body and not do anything that's really going to throw anything out of balance. So that's the whole purpose of the T-Mel proprietary blend. Again, we want to balance out the fenugreek. We want to balance all the other ingredients out so you get the optimal effect of the boosting the testosterone in the body.
Okay, and then there is this, the big one in this proprietary blend, which I didn't mention, I'm going to mention now, is the Tribulus terrestris. And
right.
I know that is the bodybuilders use that. It really increases that whole cascade of the hormone-producing pathways. And it's really good for, of course, your athletic performance and your libido. Oh, I would think that energy, maybe that's why some of my bodybuilding and people that work out, my friends that do that, they like to take that liquid, a little bit of this liquid before they work out. And I remember one of the regional sales reps, I think Mike, his name was Mike. I did some shows, Mike Chimmett.
Right.
I did some, great guy. And he was taking it. And I was like, Mike, you seem to be like a little more perky and more energy. And he says, yeah, I've been, you know, because, you know, you guys, but when you have a product, you sample it out. And he said it was really helping with his energy. He couldn't believe how, he said, I didn't realize how tired I was. And he says, I don't feel weird. I don't get jittery. I don't have any other issues. But he said, I'm just able to get a lot more things done. And I'm able to do what I need to do and push through the day and not be so exhausted when I get home. Well, again, this is how long... David, how long does this, I know personally, it took a little bit with me. I thought maybe it was in the second week that I started really noticing. Obviously, if you take the liquid, you're going to get a little energy boost, but the overall higher energy levels, how long does this take to work from what you know?
Yeah, it really depends on the person and
how low
their testosterone is.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right. So, but, you know, typically we get results usually within 3 to 4 days, they start feeling a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Optimally, a couple of weeks is really the optimal. But
okay.
I mean, you really start feeling something right away. But the optimal time to take this, which is also a real key. Now, the liquid you can take before you work out
right.
to actually help build muscle tissue. But the optimal, you should take it at night. And the reason why is during the REM cycle, when your body does this hormone conversion,
right.
you're going to give it all the right raw materials to really convert and really build those levels much higher and faster.
Oh, see, I'm already thinking on this bilayer that we'll talk about here in a minute. So Right. Maybe that would be, oh, that's really interesting. So we've got this package here. There's 60. It's two a day. Do you take them both at the same time, or would it be one of these things where I take one in the morning and one at night? No.
On the Ultra, you want to take it both at night because you're going to get optimal. Because, again, it's slowly going to release, and it's going to stay in the body longer than 8 hours anyway.
Okay, so both?
It'll optimally hit you probably around 3 a.m. somewhere in that area or when you're in REM sleep.
I was just thinking, okay, time to wake my wife up at 3 in the morning. She was like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm going to go do the dishes. Oh, I'm a funny man. Okay. I think people like to listen to this show because they never know what I'm going to say. Anyway, no joking aside. So you're saying it's probably better to take these, both the T-Mail and the Ultra T-Mail, maybe in the evening. The liquid would obviously be if you want a little bit of energy boost, so you probably don't want to take it right before you go to bed, but maybe you do. Let's go over. Okay. So we've got this. It's a 60 capsule, 30 day supply. And again, what I tell, this makes it easy for me. So I can tell my customers, hey, try the whole bottle. If you're not happy or you don't think it's doing anything, you know, come back and see me. I always do that. But I always tell my customers, before you come in and tell me it's not working, wait till you try the whole bottle, because it does. I know Dr. Andrew Weil, a big quote from him, if you have a lot of damage to your joints and you have arthritis and all that, give it at least any supplement, at least 90 days before you say, hey, it's not working, because your body takes time to heal. And obviously, it's going to take a little bit to get rid of all of the peroxynitrate and all of the garbage and everything out of your body and get this working. Now, before we end with this one and go into the next one, the Ultra, there are some minerals and vitamins in here. And I see you're using good quality on that, but there's a zinc aspartate.
Right.
And I know zinc's really good for me, and I know it's even found in the seminal fluid, and men need zinc. Tell us what is going on. Are most men deficient in that? I think they are.
Yeah, see, we find quite a bit of the population is deficient in zinc. And don't forget, zinc is very critical for healing, too.
Yes.
And it does work in the whole testosterone area, too. So it's going to support that whole area because we're trying to repair the whole mechanism after years of damage. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole purpose of the other vitamins and adding the zinc in there, which is a real key and a solution to solving the whole problem. Because when we look at designing the product, we want to go after everything that's occurring and correct all the different aspects that affect the building of the testosterone negative.
Wow.
So zinc is very important in that role.
So this is a holistic, very safe. I'm even seeing there's calcium fructate, which I know is very important for your hormone producing the enzymes. So that would help produce, and I think it's more for the endogenous, not the exogenous, but the endogenous, the internal testosterone levels. So just real quickly, there's vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin B6 is the good pyridoxine hydrochloride, calcium, the magnesium, as magnesium aspartate, which is interesting. That's more of a overall magnesium. I'm sure you've grabbed that one and using that specific one because of its factors with the testosterone, and then the zinc, and of course a little touch of selenium. Now, you can obviously take this along with your vitamins and other nutrients and other herbs, correct?
Yes, certainly can. This will not affect even you're taking a multivitamin, or you're taking a group of vitamins. Again, these are designed to do what this product is needed to do. A general overall vitamin focuses on just general needs of the body, not specific needs that are focusing on the testosterone need.
Well, and I'm not seeing that these vitamins, I mean, you were talking like on the vitamin C, it's just 60 milligrams. You've got only 30 IUs of the vitamin E, so it's not anything overboard, 35 micrograms of the selenium. So it's just to make sure you've got that foundational nutrient there to and it's right there with everything else. So your body would be saying, hey, I need my zinc, I need my calcium, I need my C. So that is awesome. The other thing that I'm thinking of, because these are lower levels, this is definitely a holistic, natural based, it doesn't have anything bizarre in it, adaptogenic tonic, really to help you keep your testosterone, support that mechanism, and get rid of this free radical that likes to tear everything up and get rid of your testosterone. So it's working on a lot of different methods, a lot of different channels. So I think this is absolutely phenomenal. Now, I'm really needing more. I want more. You've got a product called Ultra T-Mail. So we've talked about the liquid. Obviously, the liquid is something you would take very quickly. But I want something more. Now, I've noticed the more, this Ultra T-Mail has some other things in here also, like the Glucodox AMP, activated protein kinase hormone booster. What is this stuff? AMPK.
Again, right. We're going to focus a little more on helping the guy who's looking for, okay, I need a little more help in the sexual area.
Right, okay.
So that's what the purpose of the other ingredients in there are, is to really focus in on helping that blood flow.
All right.
Focusing in on what is causing some of those problems to occur, mm-hmm. and giving that little extra boost. And again, that's the purpose of that, along with the Tonkat Ali. And again, that's going to be more of libido builders in that. And that's the difference in the Ultra versus the regular T-Mail. And I usually look at people, older they get, the quicker I'm going to put them on the Ultra for that reason.
Okay. Is Tonkat Ali, is that also called Long Jack?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That, because it goes by, I knew it went by another name, the Long Jack root.
Right.
So you've got some, and so this would kind of help with the ED maybe a little bit, get that blood flow, obviously. Now, is there any problem again with blood pressure with this one?
No, that's what I said. Awesome. When we designed all of these products, every one of them are designed so you can definitely take it with other pharmaceutical products. But again,
okay.
I always tell people to check with their doctor.
Of course.
Again, but there's nothing in here that's going to increase blood pressure, which is real key. And again, most people, when they reach these ages,
oh, they're on blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
Oh, yeah. Right. If they're having ED and energy and all that, they're more than likely. So this is absolutely awesome. So, again, talk to your doctor, but this product was designed for people that may be on blood pressure medicine, so it doesn't interfere with that. Now, this is bilayered. We've talked about your bilayer. So the reason behind this is you want some to digest a little bit faster than the rest of it. Is that correct?
That's definitely the reason why we did it that way.
Okay.
We want certain things to break down a little quicker and others to extend out a little longer. So that's why we did the bilayer system that way.
Okay, and just to review all this, and then we can quickly jump into the GHT mail, because I didn't want to leave that out, and that's another add-on to this that really should help everybody. So with this Ultra, again, it looks like it's just two a day, and we already talked about how to take that probably at bedtime. It looks like Richard Gere is he got his picture here with the benefits. It looks like him. That's interesting on this brochure. But this is good for, obviously, brain function, so your mood, your motivation, your sleep, your cognition, your memory, and obviously your libido. It's great for energy, cardiovascular. So this is going to help to strengthen your heart muscles, so it's good. I know a lot of times the testosterone can create some issues there. The immune function, obviously, wow, you know, that's great. So it's helping, because you don't want to take something that's going to, you know, end up giving you a cold the next day or making you sick. Muscle structure and function, yeah, we all, the sarcopenia, whatever, as we get older, we want to keep our muscles. And then the reproductive and sexual health. Now, is this for maybe a fertility? Would this help with fertility at all, just quickly on that?
Well, you know, it's going to definitely boost the amount of sperm count anyway, because as you're building that testosterone, that's definitely going to help. But there's other things we could focus in from fertility anyway.
Well, it won't hurt that then. And this is mainly, I think, for the more mature male customer anyway. Okay, let's get into this GHT male. What is this? And again, this is similar. The ingredients are similar. You have a few other things. Now, can the T male and the GHT male be taken together?
Well, this is in combination. In fact, GHT is actually a combination of GH and T-male, because they work synergistically together.
Okay. So you have the GH male, which is, it looks like a lot of amino acids and sea vegetables and adaptogenic tonic herbs. So what's that supposed to do? Boost your growth hormone?
Yeah, that's all focused in on repairing the mechanism and blocking another large group of free radicals that affect that body's ability to work on GH. So, and that's the whole focus of that. And that's why you see that large combination in there to support the body's ability to have the repair mechanism. But the two of them work so synergistically together. And that's why myself, I actually take the GHT male for that reason.
Okay. Okay. So this would be more for just, is it, again, that growth hormone, so it's just like icing on the cake is the way we could say it in layman's terms, correct? So if you're not getting what you need from the Ultra T-Mail, let's go to the maybe the GHT-Mail.
Right. I put a lot of people on GHT, and they really have a lot of good results. And it's really going to speed the process up much faster.
Right.
Because they do work synergistically together. Now, here's the difference on this. I do take this, but I take two at night and one in the morning.
Oh, okay.
The reason why is that a GH will actually, you're going to get a little more production of your GH in the morning. So
right.
By splitting it up like that, you're actually giving the body the ability to keep this production going 24 hours a day.
All right. All right. And then to quickly summarize here, we have the GH male, and then the GHT has the T male in it. And then you have the Ultra GHT male, which has the Ultra T male in it. So the GH on its own is what it again, it's basically another hormone boost. So which one would you go to first, the T male or the GH male, and why?
Okay, basically, just depending on the age, I first am always going to go to T-male first, and I do the combination. And the reason why is I want that synergistic effect of both of them, really focusing in on the production of the testosterone and focused in on basically protecting the organs of the body, which is the GH part of it.
Okay, so if you're really mature, you probably should jump right into the GH male, and if you're a little bit younger and you just need more energy and so forth and help with your libido and brain function and all of that, then you go to the T male.
Right.
Okay. So I think I'm younger, even though I'm really old, so I'm doing the T. I'm taking the T male right now.
Right.
All right. So to reiterate or go through all of this, there's T-male. There's a T-male liquid. And if that's not quite powerful enough, then you've got your Ultra T-male. We have the GH-male if you're a little bit more mature. If you've liked the T-male products and you want to Uber that up or increase that, then you go to the GH-T-male. And if you want it the strongest, most powerful, that does has all the – it doesn't wash your windows, but it does just about everything, the Ultra GH-T-male. And are those – is that a bilayered also?
It certainly is.
Okay. And I'm looking at – these are like the three a day. That's why you're saying one in the morning and two in the evening on the GH stuff, except for the basic GH male is only two, but the GHTs are three a day. So you're going to get a lot of product there. David, this has been absolutely wonderful, and I think this answered most all of the questions. And I definitely love your products, and I know it's not going to – create any other side effects. It's going to be good. It's not going to damage my liver. Or, and you can also take this. This is exciting. You can take this if you are having, you know, blood pressure, circulatory issues. And this may even help with that and help to reduce that also, I'm thinking.
Certainly will. Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all this information. We didn't get a chance to talk about the women's products, but that I think would be for another show.
Certainly would be.
All right, David, you have a great day. Thank you for all your information.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.
Great day.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.
If you would like to hear this show again, go to www.merryman.com and click on Mike on the Radio.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.